AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Tampa and St. Petersburg, Florida haven't had a direct hit from a hurricane in more than 100 years. The two cities are in the likely path of powerful Hurricane Ian later this week. In Titusville, across the state from Tampa Bay, hardware store owner Bill Pasternak has stocked up.
We have recently, the past few days, have ordered a lot of hurricane supplies. Everything from generators to tarps to water.
The National Hurricane Center says Ian could reach Category 4 strength before hitting Florida as early as Wednesday. Tonight and early tomorrow morning, it is expected to slam into western Cuba, bringing as much as a 14-foot storm surge. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
FEMA has prepositioned supplies at strategic locations in Florida and also Alabama. That includes generators, millions of meals, and millions of liters of water. FEMA also has staff on the ground supporting planning and preparation efforts.
Ian has forced NASA to move its moon rocket off the launch pad and into a shelter, delaying the lunar orbiting test flight by weeks. Later this evening, NASA's DART spacecraft is scheduled to slam into a small asteroid 7 million miles away in an effort to alter its orbit around a larger asteroid. The test is to see if spacecraft can be used in the future to knock an asteroid heading toward Earth off course. The Kentucky Parole Board votes to keep Michael Carneal in prison for the rest of his life. 39-year-old has been in prison since shortly after killing three high school classmates when he was 14. Ladiria Jones is the parole board chair.
It is the decision of the parole board today to allow you to serve out the remainder of your sentence. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Carneal admitted he still hears voices like the ones that told him to steal a neighbor's pistol and fire into the crowded lobby of Heath High School in 1997. This is AP News. Changes are coming for the NFL Pro Bowl. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The Pro Bowl debuted in 1951, but it has never been a big hit.
We have to do something different.
In 2016, Commissioner Roger Goodell said they need better options.
I'm open to new ideas. I'm open to how we do it. But it's not the kind of game that I think we want to continue to have in its current format.
NFL executive Peter O'Reilly told the AP the full contact Pro Bowl will be replaced by week-long skills competition and a flag football game. There will be a new name, the Pro Bowl Games. O'Reilly says the goal is to celebrate 88 of the biggest stars in the NFL in a really fun, positive, and yet competitive way. I'm Ed Donahue.
Starbucks has sent letters to workers at the company's more than 230 unionized stores saying it wants to start contract talks next month. Only three stores in Buffalo, New York, New York City, and Arizona are currently in negotiations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.